Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి సమవేత భక్తవృందకి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 17 వర్స్ నంబర్ 14. ఇట్స్ ఏ ప్రోస్ ఫార్మ్ వర్స్, సో డైరెక్ట్లీ విల్ రీడ్ ద వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. ఓకే, నవస్సు In the nine, Api, certainly. Varsheshu, tracts of land known as Varshas. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayana, Lord Vishnu. Mahapurushaha, the Supreme Person. Purushanam, unto his various devotees. Tat anugrahaya, to show his mercy. Atma tattva vyuhena, by expansion of himself in the quadruple form. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Atmana, personally, adyapi, until now, sannidhyate, is near the devotees for accepting their services. Okay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ichai. Translation. To show mercy to His devotees in each of these 9 tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Narayana expands Himself in His quadruple principles of Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. In this way, He remains near His devotees to accept their services. Purport. In this connection, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur informs us that the demigods worship the Supreme Lord in His various deity form, Archa Vigraha, because except in this spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be directly worshipped in a person. In the material world, the Lord is always worshipped as the Archa Vigraha, or deities in the temple. There is no difference between the Archa Vigraha and the original person. And therefore, those who are engaged in the worshipping the deity in the temple in full opulence, even on this planet, should be understood to be directly in touch with Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. As enjoined in the Shastra, Arche Vishnu Siladhir Gurusu Naramati. No one should treat the deity in the temple as stone or metal. Nor should one think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. One should strictly follow this Shastric injunction and worship the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without offense. The spiritual master is the direct representative of the Lord, and no one should consider him an ordinary human being. By avoiding offenses against the deities and the spiritual master, one can advance in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. Then Prabhupada is quoting so many verses from Laghu Bhagavatamrita. In the Padma Puran, it is said that in the spiritual world, the Lord personally expands in all directions and is worshipped as Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. The same God is represented by the deity in the material world, which is only one quarter of His creation. Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha are also present in the 4 directions of this material world. There is a Vaikuntha Loka covered with water in the material world, and on that planet is a place called Vedavati where Vasudeva is located. Second, another planet known as Vishnu Loka is situated above Satya Loka, and there Sankarshana is present. Third, similarly in Dwarkapuri, Pradyumna is predominator. Fourth, on the island known as Swetadipa, there is an ocean of milk, and in that midst of the ocean is a place called Airavati Pura, where Aniruddha lies on the Ananta. So these are the four places where this Chaturvya is there in material world. In some of the Satvata Tantra, there is a description of the nine varsha and the predominating deity worshipped in each. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Narayana, Narasimha, Hayagriva, Mahavaraha, Brahma. These are the nine presiding deities of the nine varshas. The Lord Brahma mentioned in this connection is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where there is no fit human being to empower it as Lord Brahma. The Lord Himself takes the position of the Lord Brahma. Tatra Brahma tu vinye purvokta vihaya Hari. The Brahma mentioned here is Hari Himself.
Vamajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshuronmelitam yena tasme sri guruve namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I welcome all of you to this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We have been discussing Canto 5 and the dynasty of Swayambhava Manu is going on, and the last son, Priyavrata Maharaj's dynasty, is right now we discussed in the 5th canto, and how when Priyavrata Maharaj was the king, and when he was seeing that the place was not proper for inhabitants, so with his chariot he make 7 island, and then in the first concentric, the middle central island is called Jambudvipa. That is how the explanation, everything is begin this chapter, everything Jambudvipa. And Priyavrata Maharaj had 7 sons, so he divided the 7 island into the 7 sons. So each son has 1 island, just imagine. Each son has 1 island. So the elder son was Agnidhara. The Agnidhara got the main island, Jambudvipa. And Agnidhara had 9 sons. So then he again divided the Jambudvipa into 9 tract of land. So that is called 9 varsas. So the 9 sons of Agnidhara, they ruled the 9 varsas of Jambudvipa. That is how it is divided. Just like in our ordinary day-to-day life, the father divided the property among the sons. That's how the Priyavrata Maharaj divided among 7 sons, and the elder son Agnidhara divided again into the 9 sons. So that is one of the verses called Bharata Varsa. So Agnidhara's son is Navi, King Navi. So earlier the Bharata Varsa was famous as Ajnav, because in the name of Navi. And the son of Navi was Rishabhdev. And then the Rishabhdev had a son called Bharat Maharaj. And on his name, the name become Ajnav to Bharata Varsa. That's how the name Bharata came. And then Bharat Maharaj
as we have discussed already the past time, he retired early and he went to the forest. So he had nine brothers. They were nine Kshatriyas. And he further divided the Bharatavarsha into nine tracts of land. And that is called nine khandas. And one of the khanda is called Bharata Khanda. Currently the so-called India, the Bharata Khanda. That is how the division happened. And right now the discussion is happening. This chapter is the descent of river Ganges. So how Mother Ganga comes from this spiritual world to this material world, that has been discussed. So the celestial water, which is there always in the Karanadakshai water, that is the celestial water. So when Vamanadev, he comes and he, in 2 feet and 2 steps, he just takes all the planets. And when he was taking the second step, the toenail that just touched the upper part of the Brahmanda, and there was a small crack. And from there, the celestial water enter into the material world. And that is called Mother Ganga. In the celestial world, the name is called Mandakini. And when that is coming to end the story, we know how Bhagirathi did the tapasya and he fulfilled the desire. And with his austerity, Mother Ganga descends to this material world, to the earthly planet. So when the Mother Ganga is coming from the spiritual world, directly comes to the Dhruva Loka, and from the Dhruva Loka comes to the seven sages, that planet system, and from there she landed over the Meru mountain. In the Jambudvipa, the central, the core part is the Meru mountain. It's just like a lotus flower. If you see the lotus flower, the central, the world, the yellow color part, that is like the Meru mountain. On top of the Meru mountain, the Mother Ganga is landed. And there, she divided into the 4 parts, east, west, north, south. Little technical, but this is how the chapter describes. This is the gist of the chapter, summary of the chapter. The Ganga falls on the center part of the Meru mountain, and from there, 4 branches of Ganga she forms in the 4 directions, east, west, north, south. And in the 4 directions, they landed off from the Meru mountain to the Varsas, and then outskirt of the Jambudvipa is the salt ocean, and they enter into the salt ocean. So now our point is the Bharatavarsha. So Bharatavarsha is like the southern part of the Meru mountain. So when the Ganges falls on the Meru mountain, that part of the Ganges that comes in the southern direction, the name of that branch of Ganges is called Alakananda. So when the Ganges divided into the 4 parts, she has 4 names to that. And that's how the Alakananda comes to our earthly planet. And Prabhupada explains that so when Ganges is coming from the celestial planet to this earthly planet, in the previous purport, Prabhupada explains the enjoyment in the celestial planet. That people there, they have a such a stout body, they can live till 10,000 years, like Treta Yuga. And they enjoy like anything, and their body support the enjoyment. That is the main thing. And they say that, Prabhupada is writing that they enjoy, they do sex enjoyment also, but the thing is that they don't get pregnant. And once in a lifetime they get pregnant, that is the last 1 year of their life. They get just pregnant and one child born and they ends. That is how the inbuilt the body system in the celestial world. And then Prabhupada is telling that, but somehow or other in the earthly planet, people try to enjoy like that. And they suffer from so many diseases. So then I was thinking that actually the human body is not meant for this kind of enjoyment. So when we try to imitate and do all this kind of enjoyment, then automatically we get so many disease, suffering, everything. That's how in the previous chapter, Rishabhdev also telling, Tapo Divyam Putrakaya. Rishabhdev was telling to all his 100 sons that this body, don't waste this body with material enjoyment just like an hawks and dogs. The hawks and dogs, they do all this kind of enjoyment. Those animals, they eat stool. They loiter in the stool. They do all this kind of enjoyment. Human body is not meant for this kind of enjoyment. It is just meant for tapasya. For tapasya. So by doing austerity, this body such it is meant in such a way that by doing tapasya, a human body can easily sustain. So I remember Gaurangpur was telling one pastime, real incident. One devotee, he was very fond of eating halwa. So especially pineapple halwa. So one festival they made pineapple halwa, and he ate so much that he couldn't digest the halwa at last. And they have to take him to hospital for operating because he ate till the neck. And literally they operate and they took out the halwa from his body. And doctor told, never do this kind of mistake again. He said, yes, yes, yes. Again the festival happened. Again he saw the pineapple halwa. Just imagine, he got operated. Again he ate the pineapple halwa till the neck. And again he got stuck. Again he took the hospital. Again they did an operation. Just imagine, even after undergoing the operation, couldn't understand. And again do the same sense gratification. And that is how the mind traps in the material sense gratification. So body, this human body is not meant. See, in the initial stage, Prabhupada also used to tell, eat till the neck and dance, enjoy the life. So all the devotees, they used to eat like anything. But eventually, after a few years, Prabhupada, in one of the house program, Prabhupada was observing all the devotees, how they are eating. And devotees were eating 10 puris, 15 puris, 25 puris, chapatis. And then Prabhupada was counting that you ate 20 puris, you ate 25 puris. What is this? So Prabhupada, you only told to enjoy, eat till the neck. Well, Prabhupada, I told in the initial stage, now you are practicing devotee, you should control your eating. And do tapasya, austerity. And then they were got shocked. My God, earlier Prabhupada used to give that ISKCON bullets and used to take, eat. And now he's telling control the diet. Atyahara prajalpa. So in the devotional life, to go ahead in the bhakti life, it's very important. Raghunath Das Goswami also tells that. We have to control our food. And so many acharyas, if you'll see, they have controlled their eating habits. Raghunath Das Goswami. These are like the our worshipable acharyas. So the main point here Prabhupada is highlighting is that the body, the human body is not meant for sense gratification. It is designed in such a way that we can perform very nicely austerity. Animals, if you will not feed them for 3-4 days, they will die. But human body, the scientists also, they say, science also say, without eating, human body can last for a month also. So many people, they do, in Jains, they do austerity fasting for a month, 30 days, 40 days without eating. So the body is designed in such a way that it can last. For what? For worshipping Lord, for doing tapasya, for worshipping Lord Krishna. So that is the main point Prabhupada is telling, that in the earthly planet, this body is designed in such a way that easily you can perform tapasya, and by performing tapasya, you can please Lord Krishna. And if you see, Prabhupada was telling in the purport, as you are coming from the spiritual world to the material world, to down and down the species degrading, the sense enjoyment actually becoming very troublesome. In the spiritual world, Prabhupada is writing that there people don't do any sense enjoyment, like no, there is no kind of a sex life, and there is no children, because there is no sex life. Somebody asks Prabhupada, do children born in the spiritual world? Prabhupada told, there is no such things in the spiritual world, because they are so much attracted to Radha and Krishna, they don't think about this kind of sex pleasure. They are always serving Radha and Krishna, although there are husband and wife, but they don't do all this kind of in the spiritual world. And then when you come further down to the heavenly planet, Prabhupada was writing that even though they engage in sex enjoyment, but they don't get children. That is how the life is designed in such a way. And at the last fake end of their life, they get one child and they die. That is the life. Now if you come further down in the material world, the human beings, the human life is the topmost life in the material world, and we get one child per year. Now if we degrade further to the animal life, like dogs, hogs, they get dozens of children in a year. That is how it increases. If you degrade further, like snakes, aquatic, they get unlimited. If you see the fish, hundreds and hundreds of children in one shot they born. Snakes. Further, if you degrade the plant life, unlimited. You can't count. So as the species going degraded, the number of children born increases. And in one sense, that is like an suffering also, because they have to take care of all these things. So that is how Prabhupada is telling that the human life is the topmost life in the material world, and it is meant for tapasya, not for sense enjoyment, because that is available in the animal life anyhow. And further, Prabhupada explains the importance of archa vigraha in this purport. If you see that Lord is accessible in the spiritual world personally, so all the inhabitants of the spiritual world, they can reciprocate with Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, personally they can reciprocate. But in the material world, Lord is not accessible personally, but in the form of archa vigraha. So very important concept of this archa vigraha. So there are how Lord is accessible, and the most merciful Lord is accessible to the human is in the form of deity form. So it is mentioned in the scripture, there are five ways Lord is accessible to the humans. So the first way is called para. Para means the para tattva. In the spiritual world, Lord is present in the para tattva. And there is a simultaneous analogy is explained just to understand it very nicely. Just like in the sky, there is a cloud. You can't access the water from the cloud. It is inaccessible. Although you can see cloud is there in the sky, but you can't access the water from the cloud. That is like Lord is there in the spiritual world. We can't directly access spiritual world. That is called the paratattva, the first form of Lord's presence. And then the second form of Lord's presence is like chaturvyuha, the quadruple expansion of Lord. Prabhupada is mentioning Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Niruddha, the quadruple expansion, that is called chaturvyuha. It is like the monsoon cloud. The monsoon is there. Although now suppose the monsoon is there, but still you can't access the monsoon. The cloud is there, it's going to rain, but you can't access the cloud. The water is visible. Hare, it's a dark monsoon, you are going to rain, but still you can't access. You can't put a pipeline and access. It is there, inaccessible. That is called the chaturvyuha, because they are also there in the Vaikuntha planetary system. The chaturvyuha, quadruple expansion. And then the third form of Lord accessible as an avatara. So sometime Lord descends to this material world as an avatara. So this is compared with river water. So it is accessible. But like we have a Vaitarana river here. So in the rainy season it gets floods. But in the summer season all water gets dried. Then we have to search for the water. And now we have a water harvesting 9 crore liter water. We have water. But it was a challenge, because in the summer season the water dries up. So the river, the water is available only in the rainy season. Whenever it's rain, the water is plenty, it's available. So that is the avatara is available only a period of time. Lord comes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before 500 years ago and performed his pastime. And Narsingadeva came in the Satya Yuga. Lord Ramchandra came in the Treta Yuga. Krishna came in the Dwapara Yuga. So it is only a period of time when the avatara came and it was accessible directly to the human beings. So that is like the river water accessible in the monsoon season. And the fourth aspect of accessibility is Paramatma. Paramatma is like Lord is present in everyone's heart. Lord is there. But still, how many of you can access? It's a question. To access Paramatma, you have to connect, right? You have to practice the meditation. You have to do your sadhana. Then only you can connect. When Narada boy was meditating. Lord just gave one glimpse of his darshan. And he told that this is enough for this lifetime. And to see me face to face, you have to perform tapasya and get eradicated from all your sins. And then only you can see me. And then you become Narada Muni eventually. So you have to perform a lot of austerity and meditation to access the Paramatma. And that is like, water is there, but if you want to access, it's like the groundwater. To access the groundwater, you have to do a bore. You have to make a bore well. And you have to do a lot of hard work. You have to dig a bore, and then you can access the water. Otherwise, it's not accessible. Although the groundwater is accessible throughout the year, but to access the groundwater, you have to dig a bore well. That too, you have to dig that in the proper place. Otherwise, a lot of hard works happen there. And then the last form, the most easily accessible form, is our Archa Vigraha. So it is compared with, any guess? Tap water. Tap water. So it's like you go to your room and you just open the tap and water comes. So whenever you desire, you can access the water. There is no terms and conditions. Directly you just open the tap, the water is accessible. Just like Radha Vrindavan, we are staying here, standing in front of you. Just you have to come out from your room, stand in front of the deity, accessible. Obviously, you have to open the tap. You have to offer your prayer. And then Lord is accessible. So this is the most merciful and easiest way of accessibility. Lord is coming in the form of Archa Vigraha, where any time, morning, evening, any time, you just come and Lord is standing just to give your darshan and to hear your prayers. That is the most munificent form, merciful form, how Lord Krishna is accessible in the form of Archa Vigraha. So that is what Krishna, Prabhupada is highlighting here in this purport. So we know in the scripture how Lord's this form of Archa Vigraha is non-different than Lord Krishna. Pratima Nahitumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandan Vipralagi Karatumi Akarya Karan. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this comes that Pratima Nahitumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. You are not a Pratima, you are not a stone. You are non-different than Lord Krishna. And Vipralagi Karatumi Akarya Karan means you can perform such task, impossible task. Means in a normal materialistic form, it's not possible to perform. But you do that kind of task. Why? For your devotees. So this pastime happens of Sakshi Gopal. Next month, we all are going to Jagannath Puri Dham. We will see all these deities. So I was just reading Jagannath Puri pastimes and came across all these pastimes of Lord. I was wondering that at one place, so many deity pastimes happened. And Sakshi Gopal, when that elder Brahmanas promised that I'll give my daughter to you, the younger Brahmana told that it's not possible, you can't give me. Because you are a higher caste Brahmana, I am a lower caste Brahmana, how can it be possible? No, I am taking a promise before that deities. And when the younger Brahmana sees that he's not giving his daughter anymore, because the whole family was opposing. So then the younger Brahmana tells that, you had a promise to give me that to your daughter. So the sons of the older Brahmana, they were atheistic. They told that, what is the promise? What is the proof for that? He promised before the deities. Oh, really? Okay, if the deity comes and gives the witness, then we will give our daughter. Oh, really? And then he goes and offer prayers to the deity. And the deity tells, what kind of prayer you are offering? Come on, the deity never walk. Well, my lord, if you can speak, then you can walk also. Na? So the deity becomes, what a clever Brahmana. So then the deity thought, okay. But I have a condition. You don't look behind. You just walk forward, I'll walk behind. And every day you offer me 1 kilo of rice and I'll eat it. And then he tells, how can I know that you are walking? Well, you can hear the sound of my anklets. Because when I'll walk, the sound will come. And that's how the Lord walk from the North India to the South India. Can you imagine? North India from the Vrindavan, he walked to the Vidyanagar, to the South India, Andhra Pradesh. And when he was walking to the near the river bank, because it is a sandy area, and the anklet sound didn't come. Because the sand, because of the sand. And there the Brahmana becomes surprised that the sound is not coming, Lord is there or not, and he turned behind and the Lord become deity there. He told, I told you not to look behind, and then he become deity. So that's how, just imagine Sakshi Gopal. And then from the Vidyanagar he came to Katak, and then Katak he came to Jagannath Puri temple, and Jagannath Puri temple all the sweet prasadam he was eating, and Jagannath become angry that whom you have kept, all the sweets, laddu he is eating, not coming to me. The king become bewildered, what is happening? Because he is coming from Vrindavan, he likes all the sweets, and Jagannath is telling, before you offer anything, the all the sweet laddu he is eating, I am not getting anything. Then king tells, okay, I'll do a settlement. And then king takes the Sakshi Gopal to another place. Right now the Sakshi Gopal village, that is around few kilometers from Jagannath Puri. The whole village name is Sakshi Gopal. And then king gives few land to the deity, pujaris to the deities. And then he tells, you offer please here all the sweet dishes, whatever he likes in the Vrindavan style. Let him enjoy here. And Jagannath enjoy his sweet prasad. And that's how the Sakshi Gopal is there. You can see in the Sakshi Gopal. And in the Jagannath Puri temple, we can see our Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath is there. Our Gadadhar Pandit, he was worshipping Tota Gopinath. And he was taking the Kshetri Sannyas. He was staying in the Puri and he was, every day he was worshipping Tota Gopinath without any fail. And eventually he became old. And when he became old, he was not able to worship properly, because old is very tough to do sringar, everything. So just to reciprocate the love of his devotee, to his surprise, one day when Tota Gopinath, he sat down. Because he was such an heighted 6-7 feet long deity, so because he was not able to worship the deity, Tota Gopinath, he sat down on the ground. Have you ever seen any deity sitting on the floor? So this is the only one deity you can see in the whole world. He was sitting in the floor. And then Gadadhar Pandit becomes surprised to see the Lord sat down just to please me. And that is Tota Gopinath. And I would just imagine, Lord has changed his feature for eternity. If you'll see, something happened, then you always try to be look as you like, right? Properly. Lord is not thinking that one lifetime of Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping, right? And after Gadadhar Pandit, everything will be normal. But for the eternity, Lord would be sitting. And he is ready to do that just to reciprocate with his pure devotee. That is how the Archa Vigraha is so mercifully accessible to his pure devotee. Till now, if we'll go, you will see Tota Gopinath is sitting in the floor. And again in the Jagannath Puri, if you'll see, few kilometers from Jagannath Puri, there is a place called Aladanath, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go in whenever Lord Jagannath become inaccessible in the after he was bad, he become in Anavasar, he got sick. So that time Lord Chaitanya was not able to see the darshan of Jagannath. He used to go to Alarnath to see the darshan of Lord Alarnath. Because this deity was explained by Lord Vishnu to Brahma in Satya Yuga. And that time Lord Brahma personally, he carved this deity in his own hand. And it was worshipped by Lord Brahma. And that's how the name of that place is called Brahmagiri. Because it was worshipped by Lord Brahma. But eventually, later, the South Indian Alvars, they worship the deity. That's how the name of the deity become Alvarnath. But in the Odia pronunciation, it become Aladanath. Actually, he was the Lord of Alvar. Actually, the name is Alvarnath. But now they say Aladanath in the Odia pronunciation. And the Pandas of Jagannath Puri right now, they worship the deity. And there is a nice pastime. Recently in our advanced yatra, we went there and the pujari showed the marks of the deity and explained the pastime so beautifully. So the deity, like once one brahmana name called Sriniketan, he was worshipping the deity. And he had a son. His name was Madhu. So because of some work, he has to go somewhere. So he told his son that every day you offer the bhoga to Lord. So he told, I am a small child, how can you offer bhoga to Lord? I don't know anything. Don't worry, just whatever your mother will give, offer the plate to the Lord and just request him that please accept the bhoga. And he will accept. And then you just take out the plate. So, okay, I'll do like that, he told. So the first day he took the bhoga, mother prepared the items and he took the bhoga and went to the DT. And he told, my dear Lord, please accept your bhoga. And then he went out because his father told that after offering, you just go out and after a few minutes, you take the plate. So when he returned after a few minutes, he saw all the items were there. So he becomes surprised, my God, have you eaten or not? Because father didn't explain that what will happen after you return, whether food will be there or not. So he thought that when we eat all the food. That means Lord should also eat all the food. So he thought, I think you have not eaten anything. So then, my Lord, please eat the food. I have to take the plate. And again he went out. And after a few minutes, again he came. Again he sees that all the items were there. Then he got surprised. My God, I am a small child. I don't know all the mantras, mudras my father used to offer. And please forgive me. But please accept. I am a small child. I can't do all these things. And then again he went out. And after a few minutes, again he returns. And to his surprise, again he sees all the food items are there. And this time, he becomes nervous. My Lord, you are not eating from my hand. And started crying. Small child only, na? He become panicked. That my father used to offer all the food item and used to eat. You're not eating from my hand. And he started, literally started crying before the Lord. And tears were gliding down from his cheeks and crying. And he was offering prayer. Please, my Lord, forgive if I any offenses I committed to you at your lotus feet. Please eat the food. And literally was crying. And then third time he went out. And when he returned, to his surprise, there were no food items were there on the plate. Lord ate everything. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. And he brought the plate. Happily, he brought the plate and gave to the mother. The mother told, hey, where are the food items? Where are the prasad? Well, Lord ate everything. You are the naughty child. You ate everything and you tell Lord is eating everything. Then the mother become, okay, child only ate everything. It's okay. And the second day, again, mother gives the food item. Same thing he does. Again, he starts offering prayer, cries before the Lord, please, my Lord, eat the food item. And the Lord eats everything. And the mother becomes surprised. Where are the food items? Where are the prasad? Well, the Lord ate everything. The mother is like, what a naughty you become. Father is not there. You are eating all the prasad. And the mother is mother. Okay, child is eating all the food item. And consecutively, till the third day, you offer the food item. Again, the same thing happened. And the mother become very tense because mother is not getting the food because they were brahmanas. Whatever they were used to offer the deity, they used to honor the prasad. So mother is not getting any food till the 3 days consecutively. And the fourth day when the father comes, the mother complains, just see your child and what you have taught your child. He's eating all the prasad alone, not giving anything to me. And the father tells the child, what you are doing? You are eating all the prasad, not giving to your mother. No, father. Everything Alarnath is eating. Really? Offer prasad in front of me. I will see how the Alarnath is eating. I have been offering whole life. You are never eating like this and you are eating from your hand like this. Let me see. And then he prepared hot sweet rice. And they offer to Lord Alarnath. And Sriniketan, he was hiding behind a pillar and he was looking how Lord is eating. And to his surprise, Lord, the child, Madhu, started offering his prayer, crying before the Lord, please, Lord, eat your bhoga. And to his surprise, Sriniketan is seeing Lord came out in the form of a deity and sat down before the child and started eating the sweet rice and hold the bowl and started eating the sweet rice. And Sriniketan surprised, my God, how is doing all these things? And he directly went and he hold Lord's hand. Well, Lord, what you are doing? You are eating all the prasad since last 3 days and nothing is available to us to eat. And how will you maintain our body? We are all dependent on your prasad. And if you eat everything, then what? We will eat. And when he hold his hand, Lord become panic. And that time the sweet rice fell on his hand. So till now, if you go and see in the Alarnath, the hand is, the burnt marks are there on the hand. So the pujari will show you. Just imagine, until the eternity, Lord's feature is marked with the love of his devotee's reciprocation. So this is how the Lord reciprocate with his devotee. The Archa Vigraha, Pratima Naitumi Sakshat, Brajendra Nandan, is not a stone. Then the Lord tells you, the Sriniketan, you are thinking me as a stone. So that's why you are not believing that I am eating. But your small child, he has a pure faith, Shraddha on me, that I am not a stone, but I am a Krishna standing in the form of Archa Vigraha, and I can reciprocate. And then I was reciprocating as per his faith. So that is the main important thing, that when we are worshipping the Archa Vigraha, with what Shraddha, faith, we are approaching the deity will reciprocate with us. So if we have that Shraddha, so then Krishna is standing in front of us and is reciprocating with our devotion. And that is how Lord is accessible, like a tap water, immediately. With that Shraddha, if you are going and standing in front of Radha Vrindavan Vihari, Radha Madan Mohan, they are there to reciprocate with our devotion. We can see practically almost all of our acharyas in our Gaudiya Parampara, they have their Archa Vigrahas, their personal deities with whom they were continuously getting the reciprocation. In our dynasty, in our parampara, if you see, this is very one of the main thing where the acharyas, they have dedicated their life in service of their Ishtadev. And with the mercy of our Guru Maharaj, somehow or other, here we have all these temples of our acharyas in Vrindavan forest. Sometime when you take our guest and take around all these temples, seven Goswami temples of Vrindavan forest, and explain all this pastime, how the deities were reciprocating with the acharyas. It was really mesmerizing to hear the pastimes, all these acharyas. Syamanand Pandit, how Syama Sundar, the deity was manifested from the heart of Srimati Radharani. Can you imagine? The heart from the Radharani manifested the deity and handed over to Syamanand Thakur, and he was worshipping the deity. Then our temple called Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar deity was personally carved by Rupa Goswami, and he handed over this deity to Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami was worshipping the deity of Radha Damodar. And then we have our Radha Raman deity. Radha Raman deity, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the deity manifested from the Saligram Sila. That is another, how the deity, when Gopal Bhatta Goswami had a desire that the businessman, you know, the person was offering jewelry to all the Vrindavan temples, and he thought just that a idea came in his mind, that if I would have a deity, then I could also dress him very nicely. Okay, anyhow, I have just Saligram Sila. I am satisfied with that. And to his surprise, when he wakes up in the early morning, the Saligram Sila turned into a deity. And till now, the proof is that if you see the backside of the deity, it is mentioned that it is in the form of a Saligram Sila, and the front part is the deity part. And all the features of Krishna are present in this deity. It is the most smallest, only 12-inch size deity, but everything is present, which is impossible for a carver to carve in the stone, because Lord has self-manifested this deity, Radha Raman. And this is the original deity is still there in the Vrindavan, because it's the smallest deity, so they could heed it when the Mughals were attacking. The original is still there in the Radha Raman. Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Pranadhan, Radha Raman. Then Radha Gopinath, Madhu Pandit Goswami's Radha Gopinath, with Ananga Manjari. Radha Gopinath is standing. Then we have our temple, Radha Govind Dev. Radha Govind Dev is the deity of our Rupa Goswami. When Rupa Goswami is crying incessantly that where is Govind Dev, where is Govind Dev, then he sees that a cow is giving dripping milk at one anthill, and when he opened that, he found Radha Govind Dev. So in this way, we have our Barsanadha, Ladlila. Whenever I take any guest to Ladlila, I tell them, just observe the deity. What you see here? What is the uniqueness of this deity? And they start observing. So the uniqueness of Ladlila is that is the only one deity in the whole world. Yes, Mataji. Mataji, you want to say? Yes. You want to say, Mataji? The uniqueness of Ladlila is that this is the only deity in the whole world where, if you see, Lord Krishna is under the veil of Radharani. If you see. Generally, Krishna is separate and Radharani is separate. Na? But in the Barsana, they prepare a big veil, and under the chundri of Radharani, Krishna is there. Because in Barsana, Radharani is the queen. Everything happens according to her desire. And she is the most merciful. And whoever go and offer prayers to Radharani, then even though she is more, the person has so many sinful tendency, Radharani tells that, give your mercy. Then Krishna says, are, having so many of sins, how can I give my mercy? Please. Whenever Radharani does the petition, then Krishna has to obey it. And that is the speciality of Barsanadham, where the Kripa barasta hai, Barsanadham. Then we have a Nandagaon. There we have the whole Nanda Parivar. Krishna, Balaram, Yasoda, Nandabhava, Radharani, Dhansuka, Mansuka, the whole Nanda Parivar is there. And there is a speciality in Nanda Parivar. The Krishna Balaram, if you see, both were looks alike. The Balaram is also look like Krishna. Sometimes people say both Krishnas are there, two Krishnas are there. But no, not two Krishnas. One is Balaram. But how come Balaram is a black, looks like Krishna is there? Because sometime Balaram is in Vatsalya Ras. And he thinks so much about Krishna. Like sometimes when you absorb so much about a person, you imbibe the, inculcate the qualities of that person. So Balaramji thinks so much about Krishna that Balaramji also become like Krishna. He also turns into black. So that's how the Balaram. And both were decorated exactly same. Because if you see sometime, if there are two brothers in a family, and if you give something to one brother, then the other child start fighting that I also want the same thing. Because it happened between brothers, right? And especially if they are twin brothers. They compete with each other. So sometimes it happens in the Nanda Parivar also. So then what Nanda Maharaj does? Krishna, Balaram, both he exactly decorate exactly same. So that there is no comparison between both. That is how we have a Nandagaon. So many deities we have. So this deities, archa vigrahas are very important. It takes very important roles in our life where we personally get connected to Krishna and where we can offer our puja, our devotion, offer at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. When Prabhupada was making the Ras Vihari temple, initially, the devotees were telling, "Are Prabhupada, this is like a jungle. Who will come to this jungle?" Because that time it was a jungle. It was not a city, Juhu jungle. So they were telling, it's a jungle and so big, big rats are going. It's tough to stay here. Why are you making a temple here? Better make a temple in the South Bombay. There people are there. So Prabhupada, no, don't worry. I have given a promise to Ras Vihari that I'll make a temple here. And one day we'll see, thousands of people will come here. And that you can see right now. And it become like in one of the central part of the, it's like a Dham Darshan of Bombay. Whoever come, even atheist come. Juhu is one of the sightseeing place. And they come and they see Ras Vihari, take Darshan and they go. And then I was thinking about our Govardhan Eco Village. Initial time when His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj made Govardhan Eco Village, we had a lot of questions that who will come here so long from Bombay, 100 kilometers, it's a jungle. But Maharaj, in one of the conversations, Maharaj told that let this temple of Radha Madan Mohan happened. Once Radha Madan Mohan will sit in this temple, then thousands of people will come. And what we see right now in Sundays, more than 5,000 people are coming to hear. So how Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, they are attracting thousands of people. In one sense, if you will see, what is there here? Forest, river, everything, normal thing only. But somehow other, what a pure devotee sees, because Lord Archa Vigara is, they try to reciprocate with his pure devotees. Just like Prabhupada told, let Radha Ras Bihari comes, and so many people will come here, and that has happened here. And when Maharaj told that one day will come, thousands of people will come here, you just wait and watch. And you just make Radha Madan Mohan temple very nicely. And we are seeing right now, thousands of people are coming in a Sundays with a bus full of 20, 30 buses are coming in a group. 400, 500 people in it, like an ocean, they come and they take darshan, Vrindavan Vihari, Radha Madan Mohan, they dance, they do kirtan here. To our surprise, it's happening. And when they stand before Radha Madan Mohan, I always ask this question. What thing, unique thing you see in this deity? Immediately it comes. Or Prabhuji, the flute is broken, it's not straight. Just imagine such a beautiful pastime Madan Mohan does to reciprocate with his devotee. He broke the flute. So deity, why is doing all this pastime? Just to reciprocate with his pure devotee, and for eternity the deity wants to tell to all the devotees that I am not a stone. I am non-different than Krishna. I am standing in front of you. That if you have proper devotion and Shraddha, then I can also reciprocate with you. So to prove that, the deity has all this pastime. And immediately when you tell this pastime to the new people that who have come for the first time to Radha Madan Mohan, they become surprised to hear the pastime. And immediately they offer a prayer and they say, my God, Lord is standing. Immediately that spark of hope, faith that arises in their heart. So we are all so fortunate that by the mercy of the pure devotees of Lord Krishna, we have such an deities here, Radha Vrindavan Vihari, such a beautiful deity, Radha Madan Mohan, Giriraj Maharaj, all these deities, that let's pray to them, that we let that faith we have, and till the last breath of our life, with the proper faith and Shraddha, let us worship these deities with pure Shraddha and offer our devotional service to them. And with that, our human life we can perfect, whatever by the mercy of our spiritual master we have got this place to offer our devotional service. Hare Krishna. Any comment or feedbacks? Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.